April 1st, 5177. 0714 minutes. President's log number 726,943. Morale remains low. This morning we lost Racco, age 56. Oldest member is now Orin, age 53. Youngest remains Elvis, who turns 7 next week. Total bunker population is down to 43. The situation is growing untenable. Orin is quite old and Titus remains gravely ill. We cannot sustainably maintain the Ritz-Carlton below population 40, and still no pregnancies in sight. In an emergency repopulation effort, I am initiating Operation Baby Maker. I fear, however, this may be the beginning of the end. End log.
Radiation World.
You want steak flavor or banana flavor?
You don't have any of the peas flavor?
Only 2 flavors today.
Well, if we're all going to die, I'd really like to have peas before we go.
Steak or banana, YOLO?
Well, banana, I suppose. It all tastes the same anyway.
Next!
YOLO, over here.
Hey, Cracker Jack.
Ah, breakfast. Favorite time of the day. How's it going in your division?
Oh, you know, terrible, as usual. Still all going to die.
Ah, well, what can you do?
On the bright side, President's got a new crackpot idea to try and save us, though.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
More sex.
I think we're all doing fine there, don't you? Not much else to pass the time.
Yeah, but where are all the kids? Huh. Anyway, he's got us installing some encouraging nudges, so to speak.
How's that?
Oh, you'll see. It's motion-activated, my idea. How's caring?
Ah, same, same. The peas machine is broken.
I noticed. I've been thinking, CJ. Do you ever wonder?
Yeah.
What's all this for? What's it mean? What's the point, really? Does any of it matter?
When he found the second button, there was already, like, this much custard, and at that point, I just said, I'll get here. Take the trousers, give him a smack, and call him again. You know?
You got me. Well, I suppose we better down this slop and get back to work, eh?
Bottoms up.
Slimy. We'll see you later, YOLO.
Bye.
Every corner. That's right. And don't forget the pillows and curtains.
President Tank. Sir.
What is it, Hammersmith?
We were...
Sit down. Catch your breath. And then tell me what's wrong.
It was, just a routine security check, sir. We saw something.
Saw something?
On camera 3, sir.
Oh, of course. Camera 3. That's the one with the...
The one overlooking the bay, sir.
Of course. What did you see?
We saw...
Yes?
It was...
Uh-huh.
A big...
What?
White...
What?
Ship?
Are you sure?
Silence! Tell us more, Hammersmith.
We saw it on the camera. The boat came into the bay, a big fancy one, just like the pictures from the old days. It stopped right below the Ritz. A hatch opened in the top and...
What happened?
They came out.
Who did?
People, sir. Real, honest-to-goodness people. With proper clothes and everything.
Quiet!
What do we do, sir?
What do we do? Why? The only thing we can do.
You don't mean...
It's been 64 years since we last opened our door. Mark your calendars, folks. This is an historic day. Today, it will open again.
Sir?
What is it?
I don't have a calendar.
It's all so quiet.
Too quiet.
You could almost imagine none of it had ever happened. That this is the world.
Don't be fooled, Piper. This is no paradise. Keep your eyes open. Stay on your toes. Look sharp. Eat your vegetables. Barnaby!
Yes, Captain?
What's the Geiger reading?
6.4 micro, sir. We're clear.
Excellent. All right, everyone. Listen up. The time has come, and now is the time. You know what to do, and now is the time to do it. You are all excellent at doing what you do, so let's do it now! Are you ready? Who's with me?
Hooray!
What is it, Piper?
I think I see something.
Huh? What? Where? Who?
Just there. Right beyond the trees. Looks like concrete and maybe an antenna. I think it might be one of the old bunkers.
Ooh, well, I'll be... All right, everyone, forget everything I just said. Now is not the time to do what you are supposed to do. Instead, we are going to do something else. We are going to investigate that there bunker. Are you ready? Who's with me?
Yeah!
Load up the boats.
What are they doing?
They seem to be... They boarded the rowboats, and they're coming to shore.
How many?
Two boats. Looks like 8 people total, sir.
Excellent. 8 brand new DNA specimens.
They're climbing up the bank. It looks like they're coming toward the Ritz, sir.
And we'll be ready for them. Prepare the guns, Hammersmith.
Yes, sir.
It is an old bunker!
Amazing! This must be one of the last ones still standing.
There's probably all sorts of useful supplies inside.
Yeah, but how do we get in? Does anyone see a door?
If there was a door, it wouldn't be a very good bunker.
You think there's anyone still here?
No way. Even the oldest bunkers must have collapsed centuries ago.
Did you see that?
What? What is it?
Something's moving. There!
It's a surveillance camera and a...
A gun!
All right, everyone. Just put your hands up and stay calm. Leave the talking to me. Greetings, citizens! You think they can hear me?
How do we tell?
I'll try louder. We mean you no harm!
I don't think that's helping.
Maybe if I sign it to them.
Greetings, strangers.
Whoa, did you hear?
You bring us much surprise.
Holy shit.
You are unknown and unwelcome.
Wait, what did he say?
This is the Ritz-Carlton, and the Ritz-Carlton has only one way to deal with strangers.
I don't like the sound of that.
Goodbye, strangers. Prepare to meet your doom.
They're training the guns on us.
3.
Captain?
2.
What do we do?
1.
April Fools.
What the?
Is this confetti?
We're opening the doors, friends. This is a happy, historic day for the Ritz-Carlton. Humanity and the world!
Are you all right, Captain? We're safe now, you know.
Was it the loud noise that frightened you?
No, I just... Well, what is it?
I just hate this stupid song!
Welcome to the Ritz-Carlton, friends. The excitement we feel at having you here is simply beyond words.
Absolutely beyond words.
The Ritz has been through a rough period as of late, and you bring in a breath of fresh air.
Fresh air.
Your coming is
anticipated.
Of course, we have so many questions we'd like to ask you, and you undoubtedly have some for us as well.
Yes, what?
Here we are. My personal office.
Oh, your personal office sure has a lot of pillows and pretty ladies.
Please, take a seat. Relax. Make yourself at home. Kick back. Take your shoes off. Can we interest you in any refreshments?
Oh, a spot of wine would be lovely if you've got it.
Terribly sorry. I'm afraid we haven't.
Do you have any biscuits?
Well, no.
How about steak?
We do have steak.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, okay. Great.
Flavored mush.
Never mind.
Not you.
Let's forget refreshments and just get down to business.
Oh, business. Business can wait, can't it? You all must be tired and... My, isn't it warm in here? Those clothes sure look hot and restrictive. Why don't you just slip out of them?
Yeah, I suppose it is rather warm, isn't it? I guess I'll just...
That's impressive. You know you have beautiful eyes.
Excuse me?
Samantha, doesn't he have beautiful eyes? Maybe you'd like to go behind that curtain over there and give Samantha here a closer look, Captain. What do you say?
I'm sorry, I don't
Or how about you, sir? There's a lovely lady over there who's just waiting for a package delivery, if you know what I mean.
I really think we have more important things to be discussing, Mr. President.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that later on. What's the hurry?
Well, for starters...
Don't worry about it.
Sir,
You know, you have all the loveliest tans. Really, I've never seen such a fascinating range of dark. How do you do it?
We're...
Sunshine.
Sunshine? Where do you get it?
From the sun.
The sun? What sun?
You know, the sun.
But...
How?
I don't understand.
Where are you from?
Can we put our clothes back on now?
Oh, all right. Ladies, back to your posts. All right. Tell us.
Barnaby, you're the historian. Want to explain?
Well, I guess you must not know this, but not everyone stayed in bunkers after the accident. At first they did, of course, but eventually a group of people managed to escape to the islands where the radiation wasn't so bad. They built a new world there. It's small, of course, but it's just like the old days. No bunkers, nothing.
Incredible. You have cities?
Absolutely.
And real food?
All kinds.
And you just live out in the open like they used to?
Out in the fresh air.
You don't have to stay in the bunker anymore, you know. We took a reading on the way in. It's perfectly livable. Radiation levels are even lower than they were before the accident.
It's not the radiation that's the problem. It's...
What do you mean? What is it?
It's the wild.
The wild?
After the accident, things went a little crazy. You can imagine, I'm sure. With that level of radiation forcing so many mutations in such a short time? Well, let's just say evolution took a rapid turn to the dark side. You must have escaped it on the islands, but here? Giant beasts? Intelligent plants? These places were built to keep the radiation out. But these days, it's the side effects they protect us from.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
It'll be fine. Can you tell us more about the land around here?
Well, we... No. I'm afraid we can't. As I mentioned, none of us have ever been outside of it.
Then how do you know what's out there?
Stories. Legends. From earlier days.
And you haven't even been outside to check whether or not they're true?
Oh, they're true, all right. We've seen some things out of the
Why do you have security cameras if no one ever goes outside?
Just to keep an eye on things, I suppose. Worked out for you lot, didn't it?
Look, haven't you got any maps or books or anything that could give us a clearer picture of what's out there?
A map? Whatever for? Why are you so interested in learning about the wild?
We're on a mission.
A mission?
And we need to go through the wild to complete it.
Through the wild?
Are you insane?
You'll never make it back alive.
Not even a chance.
What could you possibly want out there? We can provide you with anything you need. The whole bunker is yours. It's the least we can do for our rescuers.
Your rescuers?
That's what you're here for, right? To rescue us?
Rescue you how?
By impregnating all the women of the Ritz-Carlton with your virile foreign seed, of course.
What?
What? No, forget that plan. To take us back to civilization.
All right, I suppose that makes more sense.
Look, we're here on a mission. We just happened to see your bunker as we came up, and we need your help.
If you're asking us to take you into
the wild,
then I'm sorry, we can't help you.
Well, I'm sorry to say that if you want us to take you back, you're going to have to help us through the wild.
Is that a threat?
It's an offer. So, what'll it be?
All right. It's a deal. What do we need to do? All right, quiet down, everyone, and listen up. We've gathered you all here for an important and historic occasion. As you can see, we have some newcomers with us.
Hello.
Hi.
They've traveled a long way to come here, and it is my great pleasure to introduce them to you. All right. Can we turn that thing off?
Oh, sorry, Mr. President. It's motion activated.
As I was saying...
Where did they come from?
Are they going to rescue us?
We're getting to that. Captain Thompson and his crew come from a place where there are no bunkers. No wild. Just fresh air and sunshine. And a world just like it used to be in ancient days before the accident. And they are going to take us back with them.
Woo-hoo!
On one condition. We're going to assist them on a very dangerous mission. A mission into the wild.
What?
Silence!
You want us to go into the wild?
What's the mission?
Friends, I understand your concern. Our mission is to retrieve something. It is at the top of a mountain that lies east of here. In order to achieve this, we are going to send two individuals. One from our boat and one from the Ritz-Carlton. That way, there will still be backup available should anything go wrong. To make this fair, we are all going to draw straws. Should you draw the short straw, you must go. The future of all of us rests on your shoulders. We will start with the boat. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here goes. Barnaby. Scarborough. Red Eye. Piper.
It's me.
On to the Ritz-Carlton. There are a lot more of you, so let's try and keep this snappy. Ready? Okay. You, sir? No. You? No. Okay. No. Safe. Good. Fine. Lovely. Brilliant. All right. Okay. Nope.
I guess that's me.
Indeed it is. What's your name, soldier?
My name's Yolo, but I'm not a soldier.
You are now. Yolo and Piper, our two brave soldiers. Hurrah! Yeah. We do not know what trials may await you outside those doors, but we will do for you what we can.
We've found this in the archives. This map dates about 400 years back, but it may be useful nonetheless. Here are some radios which will allow you to keep us updated on your progress and let us know if you need help.
So we just go and get this thing and come back again? Is that it?
That's right.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Oh, yes. There is one tiny thing I forgot to mention.
What?
The ship we came in on. Its power is generated by a nuclear core which continues degrading. It is, in fact, degrading this very moment as it sits in the bay. We have exactly 1 week's worth of power in that boat. If you are not back by then, well, I'm afraid we are all doomed to remain here for eternity.
Right. No pressure.
Just try to relax and have fun. Think of it as a special outing.
Into certain death.
Oh, it isn't certain death.
Don't worry, Yolo. I've got you.
Open the doors! Off you go now. Godspeed.
Go, Jetson.
Stay safe.
Stay warm.
Don't do anything I do.
Chins up.
Chests out.
And whatever you do, stay alert. Cheerio. Don't die. What do we do now?
What can we do but watch and wait and wish? Well, what do you say we get raging drunk and make ghost noises into the loudspeaker?
Sounds bloody marvelous.
You've been listening to Radiation World. In that episode, Dylan Norman was Captain Thompson and Server. Fernando Gonzalez was President Tank. Isaac Christie was Yolo. Melissa Chambers was Crackerjack. Shiloh Turner was Hammersmith. Steven Zamora was Barnaby. And Zoe Reese was Piper. Radiation World is written by Huddy Rai Khalsa, with sound design and engineering by Saib Simran Khalsa, and sound effects from freesound.org. Radiation World is made possible by our generous donors on Patreon and Indiegogo.
Hammersmith!
Sir.
Get in here and make ghost noises with us.